早上好。
I'm going to face this one.
Yeah, I'll take this one.
You'll take this one.
I'll take that one.
Okay. So there's two of us up here this morning.
我们两个人站在这讲台上。
This is my first time preaching with a translator, so please be patient with me.
这是第一次呢，在旁边有一个这个这个翻译人interrupter 然后呢，然后请大家多多多的包涵。
Amen. Awesome. So when a man is enlightened to the truth of Jesus Christ,
当一个人得知这个耶稣基督的真理的时候，
his whole life begins to change.
那他的整个生命就开始有改变。
The person he once was dies, and a new man arises from the ashes.
那他的旧，他的老我呢，已经死去，他有一个新的生命，新的我呢，能够重新的能够重新的成长。
He is resurrected from the dead, and God begins to remove the grave clothes that have asphyxiated him for so long.
然后呢，这个他这个新生命就开始成长，然后神呢就把他的这个过去所穿的，因为他已经埋葬了这个叫寿衣呢，就开始一个个把它脱掉，然后有新的生命。
His character begins to change, and people can hardly recognize this new man.
然后他的这个他的作为就是有所改变，然后呢，旁边的人就开始的认不出他这个人新的人了。
He is born again.
然后他这个位呢，就是一个重新得救的人，重生得救的人。
As a man who was once enslaved to sin, I am honored to stand here today, a changed person because of Jesus Christ.
那我想跟大家说呢，就是我过去呢是受到罪的管制，可是呢，我现在已经成为一个改变的人。经过耶稣的改变，所以我今天才能够站在这里。
But none of this would have been possible if it was not for that man, that brave soul who took it upon himself to tell me about Jesus.
当然，这个改变是可以说是不可能的。如果是曾经没有那一位向我述说这个耶稣基督的真理。
I am entirely grateful and thankful that he responded to the call to go out.
然后我也特别感谢他。能够听到神的呼召，要他出去。
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
那如果各位有圣经的话，请打开路加福音第十四章。路加福音第十四章。
Again, that's Luke 14.
路加福音第十四章。
The focus of our text this morning will be verses 15 through 24.
那我们今天主要是要看十五节到二十四节，十五节到二十四节。
While you're turning there, in order to get a full understanding of this parable, I want to give you a backstory leading up to the scripture.
那为了要了解这段经文呢，我想就是给大家介绍一下这个背景。
It was customary for Jesus to dine with tax collectors, sinners, but also with teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
耶稣有个习惯，就是跟这个税吏、犯罪、这个罪人吃饭。他有时候也会跟这个法利赛人吃饭。
The Bible says that on this occasion, Jesus entered the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watch him.
所以呢，在十四章一开始第一节的时候，他就说呢。在这个安息日的时候，耶稣呢到了一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。
So at this dinner party was a man who had dropsy. Dropsy in modern terminology would be called edema.
那这个时候呢，有一个呢，在他面前有一个患水谷的人，这水谷就是这个皮肤这个水肿的一种病。
This man would have been considered an outcast at this dinner party.
那在这个宴席，在这个晚餐里面呢，对这个患病的人呢，其实来说呢，他其实是一个应该是被赶出去的人，他是不应该在这儿的人。
But what Jesus decides to do, he decides to break the cultural norm, and he heals this man on the Sabbath day.
然后呢，耶稣呢就这个打破了这个传统的观念，就是在这个安息日的时候就把这个人呢治好了。
Then Jesus turns to one of the Pharisees and says, Suppose one of you has an ass or an ox and it falls into a well, will he not immediately pull it out, even if it is on the Sabbath day?
然后这个耶稣呢就对这些法利赛人说呢，你们中间谁有驴或牛在安息日掉在井里，不立时拉他上来吗？那这些人呢都不能够对答这句话。
And the Pharisees sat speechless.
这些人呢都不能对答他的话。
So Jesus immediately turns to the Pharisees and begins to tell them a parable after parable that directly points to the nature of the Pharisees.
然后这个时候耶稣呢就开始呢一个比喻又一个比喻呢来指教这些法利赛人。
He speaks on having humility and all the right motives in our actions.
他指出呢这些我们呢应该要有谦卑的心然后有正确的心态呢来处理事情。
And this completely revolutionizes the Pharisaic thinking.
那这个完全对这法利赛人是一个非常新的一个革新的一种说法。
Because what he says next is a revolutionary statement.
那这是然后下面的耶稣所说呢就是实在是一个完完全全新的说法。
He opened up the feast unto the world.
他就是把这个所谓的宴席呢把这个把门呢打开了后呢让其他的人也能够进来参与。
And this leads us into our text, verse 15.
那这个时候就来到我们今天所要看的第十五节。
When one of those who sat at table with him heard this, he said to him,
那同席的有一个人呢,听见这话就对耶稣说,
Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
在神国里吃饭的有福了。
To eat bread in the kingdom of God,
那在这个神国里吃饭呢,
means to have your fill.
表示呢,我们就会有得到饱足。
It's mean to be full.
就是饱,就是吃得饱。
And I believe that this man's philosophy was that the Jewish nation,
那这个人呢,我相信呢,他的想法呢,就是这个犹太人,
and they alone would have their fill in the kingdom of God.
只有犹太人呢,才能够呢,在神的国度里面呢,能够饱足。
They alone would enjoy it.
只有他们呢,才能够享受。
They alone, the Jews, would have access to God.
只有他们呢,才能够,就是能够达到神那里。
Common thought amongst ancient Judaism was that sinners and Gentiles would not even be able to receive the scraps that fell from the table at the feast.
然后犹太人那个时候认为呢，就是说，就是外邦人跟罪人呢，就是他们都不配得能够呢，这个从那个宴席那边掉下那个渣渣呢，他们都不配得来能够去拿那些面包渣渣。Israel
was God's heritage.
只有犹太人是神的传习下来的民族。But
they had some wrong theology.
那这个呢，是对他们来说，这是错误的神学观。
Many people today believe that if you belong to a church or some type of organization,
现在呢，有很多人认为，你只要是参加了个聚会，参加了一个教会，你是这个某一个社团的这个一员的时候，
that gives you claim to paradise.
这样的话，你就能够进天国。
But the problem is the Bible does not say that.
但是呢，圣经呢没有这样子说。
Let's continue on to verse 16 and 17.
然后16到17节这样子说。
A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready.
16节，耶稣呢，这个时候就开始讲一个比喻，说有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多客，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
The certain man in this parable is God.
那这里的所谓的这某一个人呢，其实就是神。
And the great supper that he was referring to is the kingdom of God.
在摆设这个大筵席呢，是表示呢是神的国度。
Again, Jesus is speaking directly to the hearts of the Pharisees.
那记得说，耶稣呢正是对着这个法利赛人说的。
Those who believe that their heritage, their Jewish heritage, gave them claim to God's kingdom.
就是他们所有的这个文化传统呢，才觉得说他能够让他们能够进入神的国度。
But if what is interesting about this scripture is that there are two invitations.
那其实呢，在这里呢，我们有其实有两个这个邀请。
So what they would do during this time was this.
那就是说有一段时间呢，
if there was a special occasion or an event,
就是有个特殊的这个特别的节期的时候，节日的时候。
They would send out two invites.
那他们就会有两个邀请出去。
So the first invitation will go forth to let people know we're having a party, we're having a feast.
就是第一个呢，就讲说我们会有这个大筵席。
And then while everything was being prepared and things were ready for the feast,
然后呢，等到他们准备好了以后呢，
the party, the event,
准备好，这个筵席准备好了以后，
they would send out servants, which would be the second invitation.
那第二个这个邀请呢，就会出去说呢，已经准备好了，来吧。
So they would go inform the guests, hey, listen, the party's ready, come to the feast.
所以呢，这个筵席准备好了，大家来吧。
For centuries, the nation of Israel awaited the coming Messiah.
那 数百年呢，这个犹太人呢在等着弥赛亚的来临。
So God sent out the first invitation through the law and the prophets.
所以呢，神呢就已经把第一个邀请呢已经发出去了，就是透过这个律法跟这个先知书。
They had the announcement: the kingdom of God was being prepared. They were awaiting the Messiah.
就是呢，神的国度呢正在开始准备，弥赛亚快要来了。
Then John the Baptist steps onto the scene and begins declaring.
然后呢，施洗约翰呢就来了以后呢，就开始呢宣告。
Repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
他说悔改，悔改，神的国要降临了。
The feast was now ready.
就是呢，这个宴席呢就开始都已经准备好了。
And then here comes Jesus.
然后呢，耶稣来了。
The second invitation.
这就是第二个邀请。
To gather the invited guests.
就是呢，把这个客人呢请进来。
Verse 18.
然后第十八节。
But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I've bought a field, and I must go out and see it. I pray you, have me excused.
众人呢一口同音地推辞。头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused.
又有一个说呢，我买了5对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
又有一个说呢，我才娶了妻子，所以呢不能去。
So now we see that the heritage, those who belong to Abraham, rejected the second invitation.
所以呢，当初属于这亚伯拉罕的后裔呢，当他们接到这个邀请的时候，他们都谢绝了。
They have refused to come to the feast.
他们呢就是拒绝呢来参与这个大宴席。
That's what this word excuse means in this context.
所以这里所谓的这个准我辞了这句话的意思就是这个。
It's to decline, to shun.
就是说呢，说对不起，我不去了。
To say I have my own things to take care of. I'm not coming.
就是说呢，我有我的事要做，然后我不能，对不起，我不能去。
They have rejected the invitation.
就是他们拒绝了这个神的邀请。
Imagine this.
想想看。
It is the 29th of April, 2011.
4月29号，2011年4月29号的时候。
The day of Prince William's wedding.
就是那个这个威廉这个王子，英国的威廉王子呢结婚的那一天。
How many saw the wedding?
多少人看了
？The royal wedding.
多少人看到
？Anybody?
有没有人看到？
How many heard about it?
有没有听过
？Everybody heard about it.
听过了，对不对？听过。
Right? Okay. All right. So the guest list was about 1,900 people.
那这个邀请人呢，差不多有1,900人。
And the streets that lined on the way down to Westminster Abbey, there was about a million plus people in the streets.
那在这个教堂的附近的一个街，街巷里面呢，差不多有100万多人呢，在那边等着。
They were there with their cameras and their binoculars, and
然后照相机、望远镜，然后看着。
Just trying to get a picture of the royal family and the guests coming into Westminster Abbey.
看着就是这些这个王室、这个家族，还有这些客人们呢，到底是哪些人呢？他们想要看到。
Now, some sources have said that anywhere between 2 to 3 billion people were watching this wedding via the internet and television.
那可是有人这个根据调查就是说呢，他们估计呢，差不多有20亿、30亿多人呢，整个世界这些人呢来看这个婚礼。
It's a lot of people.
这是很多人。
It's a lot of people. The world was fixated on this event.
那这个整个世界呢，就是迷恋在这件事情，这个婚礼这件事情。
Now, in order to get an invitation, you had to be somebody very important. The guest list was extremely exclusive.
那要得到这个邀请函呢，就是这个邀请函的是非常非常的特别，就是很少数的啊，就是就有一定的。那你如果是要得到这个邀请函的话，你一定是这个很有名的人。
Those who were invited were kings and queens.
就是呢，在某一个国家的王后。
Princes and princesses.
的王子、公主。
Dukes and duchesses.
这个公爵、伯爵。
Royal reigning families.
然后或是说某一个国家的这个掌权者。
Some commonwealth.
或者说他们的大官。
Politicians and diplomats.
这个政客或者是这个外交官。
Prime ministers.
首相。
And ambassadors.
这个大使。
Lieutenant governors and delegates.
然后这种州长等等的。
Some from the British armed forces.
有的是从这个英国皇家的这个陆军这个军人里面出身的
religious figures from around the world
或是呢某些这个有名望的 这个宗教领袖
good friends and celebrities
然后呢, 或者是好朋友, 哈, 明星这一类的人,
all these important people
作为这些所谓的重要人物呢, 得到了邀请,
had an invitation to this extreme this prestigious extravagant event
这些人呢, 来到了, 能够参加这个非常有名, 然后又非常的奢侈的这种, 这种典礼。
People from around the world would have given all they owned just to go to this place.
那我想很多人呢, 就是这个当卖家产呢, 也愿意能够呢, 拿到这个票呢, 能够进去参加这个, 这个典礼。
Now, just imagine that on the day of the wedding,
想想看, 在这个婚礼的那一天,
that nobody showed,
邀请的人没来,
that the kings and queens,
然后这些王啊, 后啊,
they decided to stay home.
他们决定呢, 在, 就是自己留在家里,
the diplomats,
这些这个外交官呢,
they said, I have work to do, I can't come.
他说我太忙了, 对不起我不来了,
and they all refused to go.
然后他们呢, 就拒绝来参加。
This would seem as an outright rejection.
这个呢, 对这个皇家这来讲, 因为皇家呀, 这个是, 当然是一个拒绝,
to the royal family. Rejection to the royal family. The world will be shocked.
然后呢, 世界呢, 当然看了后, 就会很惊讶。
And I'm sure the prince would be infuriated.
然后这个威廉这个王子呢, 应该会非常会动怒。
And see, that's exactly what Jesus Christ... Did you say that?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Jesus is laboring to get across to the Pharisees.
那, 这个就是耶稣想要在这个比喻里面呢, 能够告诉这些法利赛人。
He is saying that you have been invited to the greatest feast of eternity.
就是呢, 你呢, 已经被邀请到来参加这个, 这个永恒的这个大宴席里面。
You are the heritage of God.
你是有神的这个传统文化的人。
And you have rejected God.
但是呢, 你拒绝了神。
By rejecting me.
然后, 因为呢, 你拒绝我, 你就拒绝了神。
See, Jesus Christ was the second invitation.
因为耶稣呢, 是那个第二个邀请。
He was the second one to go and gather those who were invited.
就是他要把那些客人要请进来的人,
but they chose to reject him.
但是呢, 他们呢, 来拒绝了他,
and it infuriates God.
所以呢, 使神能够动怒。
Please look at verse 21.
然后呢, 在第21节,
so the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder in anger said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and the maimed and the blind and lame.
而且也那仆人回来，把这事告诉了主人。家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去，到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”All
of a sudden, the invitation.
然后这个时候呢，突然间这个邀请呢
was extended to the outcasts.
就呢发给了那些不应该拿到的人
of Israel.
就是这些被摒弃，等以色列当中摒弃的这些人。
See, the master commands his slave.
然后这些家主呢, 对这个仆人说,
to go into the streets and lanes of the city.
他说呢, 快出去到城里的大街小巷。
See, scholars believe,
那这个, 这个学者们相信呢,
scholars believe that the city represents the Jewish nation.
这些所谓的大街小巷呢, 是代表神的这个耶路撒冷, 是代表这个耶路撒冷。
And the maimed, the halt, the blind,
然后这里的所谓的贫穷的, 残废的, 瞎眼的,
they reflect the outcast.
这些呢是就是等于说以色列人那些摒弃的人
the lost Jews
那些就是被遗失的那些犹太人
see those who had a defect
因为呢他们有残缺
whether it was physical defect
不管是他们有身体上面残缺
blind, can't see, whatever it might be
这个瞎眼啊 或者残缺 这个残废的
they were not allowed to fully participate in worship
因为他们不能够就是来到圣殿里面完完全全的跟 大家一起来敬拜
But what Christ is saying
但是呢, 基督说呢,
He's saying that those who have rejected the kingdom of God
因为那些人, 原来的那些已经拒绝了神的国度,
The outcasts have now been invited
那这些所谓被摒弃的人呢, 他们呢, 就受到邀请
See, this scripture is revolutionary
因为这个信息呢, 是一个非常革新的一个信息
This is why Jesus came and he sat with tax collectors
因此呢, 耶稣呢, 跟这个, 法利赛人跟税吏呢, 坐在一块儿。
And sinners. He came for the sick.
他来呢, 是来寻找这个, 这个有病痛, 有病的人。
He came for the sick, not for the healthy. He came for sinners, not for the self-righteous.
他呢, 是来寻找那些, 有病的，不是那些康健的，他是在寻找那些有罪的，而不是那些自以为有义的。
So let's think about the royal wedding again.
那再回到那个威廉的那个王子的婚礼。
So all these guests, 1,900 people.
所以呢，想看就是1,900个人
refuse to come.
所以拒绝呢要来。
So Prince William is standing there.
然后呢，威廉王子呢就说呢
，And he's looking at the crowds in the streets.
就看到那个上百万的那些在外面的那些那个大街小巷的那些人。
If you want to call it the outcast of England.
这些呢就是所谓的这个英国的摒弃的人。
So what he does?
然后他就说呢
，Is he takes his servants, he sends them out into the streets.
他就对他的这个仆人讲，就是说，出去。
He says, "Get these people of England."
把这在这个英国的这些人
，Get them into Westminster.
叫他们进到我们教堂。
That my wedding will be full.
所以呢，我的这个我们的教堂里面就有客满。
And that's the same thing Jesus is doing here.
这个就是同样的，耶稣呢在做的。
Go to the lost Jews.
就是对那些已经被遗失的犹太人。
The sick, the sinners.
那些有得病的，那些残缺的。
Invite them into the kingdom of God.
邀请他们进到神的国度里来。
See, God desires that His kingdom be full.
因为神希望他的国度是坐满的。
So point number one, it's not by heritage.
所以呢，第一点呢，就是不是因为我们的传统文化。
But point number two, access has been made.To the world.
但是呢，这个通就是神的能够达到神的那条门呢，已经开了。
Verse 22.
然后在二十二节。
And the servant came and said, "Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room."
他说：“仆人说呢，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”
This scripture is exactly why we need to rejoice this morning.
然后这一节呢，就是因为是让我们非常喜乐的一个经节。
Those five words, and yet there is room.
就是说呢，还有空位这个四个字呢。
See this, it's not so much about the rejection of Christ.
不单单只是说呢，这个耶稣呢被犹太人拒绝了。
But the inclusion of the world into the kingdom of God.
而是呢，因为还有座位呢，所以呢，这个座位呢还能够邀请到这些外邦人的身上。
God wants to fill the table.
因为呢，神希望他的国度呢能够坐满。
He desires that all men to be saved.
因为他希望呢所有的人万人都能够得救。
See through Christ.
就是借着基督。
The doors have been flung wide open.
就是呢神国度的门呢大大的敞开。
And the invitation has become universal.
然后这个邀请呢就已经传到世界每一个人。
Quickly, verse 23.
然后呢二十三节说。
And the Lord said unto the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled."
主人对仆人说呢，你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。
See, the hedges represent the walls that surrounded Israel.
那这个篱笆呢，是代表这个犹太城的外面的这个保护圈呢。
It was a barrier.
是一个隔墙。
But through Jesus Christ, those walls have been broken down.
但是呢，借着耶稣基督呢，这些隔墙呢，都已经倒下去了。
Giving us access to God's kingdom.
表示说这些我们外邦人呢，也能够来到神面前。
It's as if Prince William.
然后就像这个威廉王子呢
，sent an invitation.
就是来发这个邀请函呢
，to the world.
啊，给世界每一个人。
Everybody is invited.
每一个人都能够来。
Everyone.
每一个人
is invited.
都可以来。
I just have to say what a blessing it is to be invited to the kingdom of God.
那这个是能够受到这个神的国度、神国的邀请呢，是一个多么有福的一件事情。
To the heavenly feast，
就是来到这个天国的大宴席。
Think about what takes place at a feast。
想想看，这个宴席里面会发生什么
？Tables and tables of home cooked food。
就是呢，要一桌一桌的这个佳肴啊。
Food?
山珍海味，对，我还想的是这个山珍海味的佳肴。
Yeah, amen. I don't know about you all, but I like food, John. You like
food? Oh yes, I love food.
We like food. Tell you what. Now just imagine what a heavenly feast.
想想看，天国的这个宴席是怎么样子的
？Would be like Jesus Christ as a chef.
然后这个耶稣呢是我们大厨。
A choir of angels singing hymns our ears have never heard.
然后呢，天使呢能够唱这个诗歌呢，是我们从来没听过的。
Joy and laughter in its fullest degree.
然后我们有听到有笑声，有欢乐。
And the glory of God radiantly showering on us.
然后呢，神的荣耀呢，就是充满在我们当中。
With a pure light.
然后就是完完全纯的光。
That never fades.
就是不会这个退下的这些光。
See, That's the feast that awaits us, church.
就是这样子的天国的宴席呢，是在等着我们教会。
That's what Christ died to give us access to.
就是耶稣因着他的死，所以呢，我们才能够进入这样子一个神国度里面的大宴席。
But it's not given purely to heritage.
那不单是只是给就是当初有神的文化传统的犹太人。
It's given to those who obediently obey in faith.
然后只是给那些顺服的凭着信心顺服的人。
Point number three is we have access by faith.
第三呢，就是说我们呢对在这个国度里面是我们有凭着信心能够来进入。
I'm not saying that we get to heaven through works.
我不是说呢是靠着我们的行为来进入天国。
But we do have a choice in the matter.
但是我们的确有这个选择。
There are three things that we need to beware of to make sure we have access to the kingdom of God.
就是呢有三件事情呢是我们一定要当心的。
The first trap.
第一个呢是第一个陷阱。
Are we placing business before God?
就是我们把事情放在神的上面。
In the parable, that's what the first man did.
就是呢在这个比喻里面呢第一个人就是这样做了。
I don't know why he'd rather go to the field and work than eat prime rib, but that's what he chose.
因为他这个第一个人呢是他说他买了一块地十八节他买了一块地呢他去看看。我不晓得说他为什么想要去看地然后不想去吃这个吃大餐啊。
How often do we choose business before God?
多少次呢我们呢选这个做事情啊事情呢超过神。
The second pitfall to avoid
第二个陷阱呢
is the novelty of new things.
就是呢这个新的玩意儿。
Maybe it's a new car.
或者我们有新的车子。
Maybe a new house.
新的房子。
A tractor for the fields.
或者说呢有一个这个这个古时候的这个就是有犁啊这个有新的犁。
Some oxen.
或者有新的牛。
See, these are the things that compete for our heart.
这些呢是跟我们的心呢是会充满我们的心。
But God is asking us for a complete surrender.
但是呢神要求我们呢把这些都
total commitment.
都降服在他面前呢我们有全新的能够降服在他面前。
Total commitment to him. The third trap to avoid is placing family or friends.Before God.
第三个陷阱呢就是把我们的家人把我们的亲戚朋友呢把它放在神之上。
See, the only way to have long-lasting godly relationships,
然后在我们的就是有一个长久的与神有正确有很好的关系的时候
is to place God first in our life.
就是呢把神放在我们生命的第一首位。
Be careful not to place family or friends.
记得说不要把人放在人把神之上。
Before God. See, and Jesus responds to these people.
然后耶稣呢来回应这些人。
Those who have placed business or family or friends or the novelty of new things before him.
就是呢把事情放在神上面是把新的玩意儿呢放在神上面放在就超过神或者是说有把这些人呢超放在神之上。
In verse 24.
然后呢在第二十四节。
For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste.Of my banquet.
而且我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的宴席。
That says it all, church.
这就是呢，告诉我们的很清楚，要告诉我们说。
The doors to the kingdom have been closed.
就是呢，神的国度的门呢已经关了。
So I ask you this morning.
然后呢，我先今天来告诉我，请问大家。
Is there anything in your life?
就是在我们每一个人的生命当中。
That stands between you.
有没有一件事情
？And God.
是你与神之间的一个隔绝的东西。
Are there any idols?
在你心里面有没有一个偶像
？That are separating you.
就是把你和神
from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
就是与你跟神的个人关系上面能够使你分离的。
If so,
如果有的话
，while the doors are still open to the feast,
就是这个门还没有关的时候
，open up your heart to the King of Kings.
就赶快把你的心敞开
，and begin feasting with the King.
然后呢，与神建立关系呢，来个能够参与这个大宴席。
There was one more truth that I would like to talk about this morning.
还有一件事情想跟大家分享的。
That is the truth of becoming a servant for our King.
就是呢，能够成为神的仆人。
And gathering guests for the feast.
就是到外面去邀请那些人来参加。
So the fourth point this morning is.
所以呢，这四点呢，今天的我所讲的四点就是。
Are you willing to go out?
就是各位愿不愿意去到外面去，能够邀请这些来参加神的国度。
Are you willing to go out?
你愿不愿意出去参与
Quickly, let's look at verse 23.
然后在二十三节这里讲说
And the Lord said unto the servant,
主人对仆人说
Go Go out to the highways and hedges.
你出去到路上的篱笆那里。
And compel people to come in.
勉强人进来。
That my house will be filled.
坐满我的屋子。
See, God's desire is that his kingdom will be filled.
神希望他的国度是坐满的。
And he leaves us with a great responsibility.
然后这个时候就我们呢就有这个特别大的重大的责任。
We as the church are commissioned to work side by side with God.
就是呢我们应该跟神同工。
It is our job to invite people to the feast.
来邀请这些更多的人能够来参与这个大宴席。
We are to go out and to be witnesses for Jesus Christ.
然后我们成为耶稣的见证人。
There is a world out there that is starving.
就是呢在这个世界呢有很多的这个饥渴的人。
Their souls are hurting.
他们的灵魂受伤。
And they're looking for something to satisfy their soul.
他们在寻找能够饱足他们灵魂的。
I'd like to read to you a true account.
然后有一件这真正的事情，真实事情。
That took place once before the royal wedding.
就是呢，在这个威廉这个王子结婚的时候呢，发生的事情。
Estebala Chavez, a Mexican teenager,
有一个墨西哥的一个小女孩。
Has camped outside the British Embassy in Mexico City.
那这个小女孩呢，就在这个英国大使馆呢，就是在那边呢camp out 了，就是扎营，就坐在那边了。
She's staging a hunger strike.
她就呢在一开始呢就开始绝食啊，就在坐在那边绝食。
At the time of this interview, she has not eaten for 8 days.
然后这个记者去采访的时候呢，她已经绝食了八天。
Her whole aim is to draw the attention of the royal family.
就是她的目标呢，就是希望能够这个争取这个英国王室的这个一点点的时间。
In hopes of garnering their sympathy and a ticket to the wedding.
Oh, 所以呢，他们希望能够呢，这个能够得到一张票呢，能够去参与这个婚礼。
Quote, this is her speaking.
这是他所说的一句话，我们就说，他这是他根据他说。
Are they going to let me die?
他说呢，他们难道会让我饿死吗
？Just because they want to give me an invitation to the wedding.
他们难道就会不给我一张票，然后呢，能够让我饿死吗
？She says this is her only dream.
这个是她的唯一的梦想。
This teenage girl.
这个小女孩呢
？Was starving herself.
就是来绝食。
To get a ticket to a wedding.
为了呢，就是拿到这么一张票呢
，That honestly had nothing to do with her.
去参加呢，就跟她没有关系的一个婚礼。
She said that was her only dream.
因为她说呢，这是她唯一的梦想。
People are hungry.
因为呢，人实在是有饥渴。
They're looking for fulfillment.
他们希望能够得到满足。
Royal weddings,
或是说这个皇家的这个婚礼。
Parties,
或是这个参加这个宴席。
Trying to find something in the world to satisfy their emptiness.
找到呢，就是一个东西呢，能够填满他们的心。
And we as the church,
那但是但是神的教会呢
？We have the answer.
我们呢有这个答案。
The answer is Jesus Christ.
答案就是耶稣基督。
All we have to do is open our mouth.
就是最重要就是说我们要开口。
And let people know.
能够让别人知道。
Jesus Christ.
说耶稣基督。
Is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
是他是昔日今日永在的一位神。
And he is truly the one.
他就是那一个。
Who can satisfy your soul.
能够使我们饱足的那一位。
Scripture is amazing.
圣经呢非常的了不起。
The deeper you go, the more you learn.
当我们呢这个多看圣经的时候，我们就学到更多。
And the Hebrew and Greek language has so many layers to it.
那这个希伯来文跟这个希腊文呢，实在是有很多很丰富的道理在里面。
So I did a word study on this passage here.
所以呢，在这一段呢，我就看了它的原文。
And I came across the message with some of the words.
然后我看到有几个字。
In verse 17.
就是第十七节有一个字。
That word sent.
就是打发仆人去那个打发。
It means to be sent out on a mission.
就是说这些仆人呢有个差事要去做。
In verse 21, that word bring.
然后呢二十一节呢领那贫穷的那个领。
Means to introduce.
表示说呢是要介绍的意思。
Means to introduce.
就是介绍的意思。
In verse 23, that word compel.
然后二十三节有个字叫做勉强人进来那个勉强。
For us, it means to lovingly persuade.
就是呢，就是用我们的爱心呢，能够来说服。
And in verse 24,
然后二十四节
taste
讲到说这个没有一个人尝得那个尝
figuratively means to experience.
意思说是是 是经历，经历的意思，经验的意思。
So if we put it together,
就是把这四个字的并在一起的话。
God has sent us out on a mission.
神呢差遣我们有一个差事。
It is a mission to introduce the world to God.
就是呢把神介绍给他们。
By lovingly persuading them.
然后用爱心能够说服他们。
To have a personal experience.
使他们呢有个人的经验。
With the Lord Jesus Christ.
与耶稣基督有个人的经验。
That is our mission.
这就是我们的我们的责任。
And I challenge you.
所以呢，我想给大家一个挑战。
As we take up this challenge,
就是呢，当我们来负起这个挑战的时候，
as we go forth with the mission,
就是当我们来行这个差事的时候，
the message of Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣基督的信息是，
that we will see a spiritual change,
就是呢，当我们的属灵的生命有所改变，
the atmosphere of our community,
让我们这个社区有所改变，
within the church, without the church,
就在我们的教会里面，在我们的教会外面。
Within our state, within our country,
在我们这个我们的社区，我们的国家，我们这个州，
and possibly even the world.
甚至呢到这个整个世界。
That's why we're here.
因为这个原因呢，我们在这个地方。
We are here to invite people to have a personal relationship with Jesus
Christ. 就是呢，我们能够来邀请别人与基督、与耶稣基督有一个个人的关系。
So again, I ask you this morning, will you go out?
所以呢，我请问大家。你要去吗？
Will you go out and encourage anyone that you come across to come to Jesus Christ?
你要去的话，能够来邀请他们能够与耶稣能够建立个人的关系吗？
Get a handful of tracts.
然后拿一些这个传单。
Hand them out to people.
然后传给他们，给他们。
All you have to do is open your mouth.
然后就很简单，就知道我们要开口。
From a dying person to another dying person, tell them that Jesus Christ loves them.
就是我们从一个罪人，然后跟另外一个罪人讲说神的救赎。
Show them Jesus Christ through your actions.
然后经过我们，透过我们的行动，把耶稣能够展示出来。
Everything in this book is real.
这本书所说的都是真的。
There is an eternal destiny for those who reject Jesus Christ.
就是呢，我们讲说那些拒绝耶稣的人，他们的后果是什么样子的。
According to the scriptures, it is a place of torment.
在那个地方呢，是有是有刑罚的。
I love you.
但是神爱我们
God loves you.
我也爱你
And he loves those who are lost.
然后神爱那些失丧的人
And he wants to see them come to Christ.
他们希望能够呢这些人能够回到神的国度里面
On average, 1.8 persons die per second.
那这个平均来讲呢一秒钟的 1.8 个人呢过世
It's almost two people per second.
就是讲两个人吧两个人一秒两个人过世
106 people per minute.
就是一分钟呢是106个人
Over 6,000 people die per hour
一个小时差不多6000多人
150,000 per day
15万个人一天
And approximately 56 million people die per year
一年差不多是5600万人
The Bible says that the way is narrow
神说呢神的路呢是窄的
That leads to eternal life
进入神的国度里
How many out of those 56 million people that die annually?
一年这5600万人，多少人呢？是走在这个路上
？Are making it to heaven? It's our responsibility.
所以呢，这是我们的责任。
So will you go out?
所以各位会去到外面到快？你们会去吗
？Will you go forth this week and share the gospel with somebody?
然后这个礼拜你会分享？你去找个人来分享福音吗
Will you show the love of Jesus to somebody this week?
能够把耶稣的爱能够展示出来吗
Every two seconds.
每一秒
Every two or four people perish.
每两秒四个人过世
God has opened up the doors.
神把门打开了
For us to come to the kingdom.
让我们能够进入神的国度里
He's given us the greatest invitation.
然后呢他把这个世界上最伟大的这个邀请函呢
，to fellowship with him，
能够呢发出去呢，让人能够与他能够建立关系。
And it's our choice to respond。
那这就是我们的责任，我们的选择去回应神。
And when we do，
当我们回应的时候
，let's invite somebody else，
让我们来邀请别人
to join in，
来进入神的家庭里
with the feast，
来参加神的大宴席。
I ask please stand with me and let's pray。
我想邀请各位能不能站起来，我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word.
天父，我们感谢你，是你赐给我们你的话语。
We thank you for your message.
感谢你所给我们的信息。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
for opening up the doors to the feast,
能够把这个大宴席的门敞开，
giving us access,
使我们能够进入
to the kingdom of God,
进到神的国度里。
I pray, Lord,
我们来祷告，向你在你面前来祷告。
Please give us somebody that we can invite to the feast.
能够让我们能够去邀请别人来参加这个大宴席。
This week,
这个礼拜让我们来有如此行。
Work on our life.
然后在我们的生命里面，求你来改变我们。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。Please be seated. 我们谢谢Andrew弟兄给我们这样的一个很好的信息。Thank you, brother.